Hello, my name is Matthew Kaplan, president of the Nevada Highway Patrol Association, and I need your help. For years, the Nevada Highway Patrol has suffered from severe neglect and a lack of funding, causing a mass exodus of qualified troopers. The Nevada Highway Patrol has become the hiring pool for other police agencies. It costs at least $60,000 to train a trooper. The state is spending millions of dollars to hire and train new troopers, only to have them leave a short time later to another agency for significantly better pay and benefits. The result? The state is subsidizing local law enforcement agencies while jeopardizing the ability of NHP to meet its mission. Your tax dollars are being wasted. Time is running out. Here's how you can help. Please contact the legislature and ask them to pass SB 403 as a first step toward establishing pay parity for your state law enforcement.
Paid for by the Nevada Highway Patrol Association.
I stand before you as a representative of the American people to deliver a message of friendship and hope and love.
Listen up!
We are not here to lecture. We are not here to tell other people how to live, what to do, who to be, or how to worship. Instead, we are here to offer partnership. If we do not stand in uniform condemnation of this killing, then not only will we be judged by our people, not only will we be judged by history, but we will be judged by God.
Now, who can argue with that? I'm particularly glad that these lovely children are here today to hear that speech. It expressed a courage little seen in this day and age.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
All across the state of Nevada, on great radio stations like 99.1 FM Talk, Jerry Evans' great radio station in Carson City, in Reno, and Lake Tahoe, where my next guest owns property. She's a property owner. We love that. Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, joins us. Did you get to spend any time over the holidays up there?
I didn't. I did something I think just amazing. I have to talk about this. So Saturday, I jump on the back of a motorcycle with about 18 other people. We meet at the Leatherneck Club.
On the same motorcycle? I'm sorry. With 18 other motorcyclists. Okay.
Right. Yeah. And we met at the Leatherneck Club down on Spring Mountain. Forgive me. At 6 in the morning. And then we went out to the Nevada Veterans Memorial and laid flags with hundreds of other people. And there were 27,000, I think, flags that needed to be laid.
You rolled out of bed before 6 o'clock in the morning?
I was up at 5 in the morning, like for five days in a row last week. And it was great. It was a beautiful ride. I have to give a big shout out to King Tut for that one. And I will definitely do it again. Met some great people. Oh, and I have to say, so we go to breakfast at the newly remodeled, I think it is the Boulder Lodge and Casino.
Whoa.
Yeah. And I'm sitting there with a bunch of vets. And one of the vets of the M-Marine says, I had a top secret security clearance, White House. You know? And so I looked over at him and I said, so, did you ever transfer top secret documents onto a private server kept next to a private and secret server kept next to a toilet in Colorado? And he goes and laughs and says no. And the veteran or Air Force veteran across from me says, "Too bad, you could have run for president."
I was just gonna say, "Oh, that's wild."
It was great.
So you had a great time.
It was a great day.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, joining us. This was the day over the weekend where Hillary Clinton came out of the woodwork again, this time at Wellesley College.
No pun intended. Woods.
The not-so-veiled reference to the Nixon impeachment. When is Hillary going to realize that nobody really gives a damn about what she has to say anymore. She has become Mrs. Irrelevant, and she actually thinks we care about what she says.
Well, she's not irrelevant to the resistance. And there was just a article last week of how people in the resistance are a little worried she's not becoming a more central figure. The woman's in her 70s. She lost an election. She actually got her clock cleaned. Okay. As far as the Electoral College is concerned, and the popular vote, I would say.
But then again, so is Bernie. I mean, Bernie's.
Well, they picked. Well, if they didn't, if the Democrats didn't rig the primary, Bernie probably would have been the nominee.
True. And super then, and by the
super
way,
super ooper duper delegates. You know, it was just a
the
total
fix was
farce.
In. The
and
fix
Debbie
was
Wasserman
in.
Schultz fixed it. That's why she had to step down as the chairwoman of the DNC, because she rigged the primary in favor of Hillary Clinton. She's not a popular lady. She's only popular in her own echo chamber of upper elitists from the New York, you know, of Upper East Side New York.
Wellesley grads.
And then Wellesley buffoons graduates. You know, this feminist left that exalts like the disgusting Lena Dunham. I mean, that's where she's popular. And that's not with the majority of America.
Let me ask you. Hillary tried to make a comparison between the protests of the 1970s. I know you were not even a gleam in your mother's eye at that point, but I'm curious, is there any comparison to be made between the protests, the Vietnam protests of the 1970s, and today, the so-called
Marxists,
resistance?
They're Marxist kids now, are out on the streets. It's the exact same people, the people that spat on our Vietnam veterans, who I just laid flags at on the Memorial Day. These are the same people that are out in the streets.
Wow, it's sad. It's sad that all these years later, there are still people trying to dredge that up.
And what they need. You know, but look at what the Democrats have done as far as incite violence. We know that the DNC paid to have instigators and rioters to provoke violence in Chicago, shut down a Trump rally, only rally he had to cancel, and cops and others wound up in the hospital. We also see where the funding goes for this Antifa joke that's also part of the resistance, who puts out an anti-American message on Memorial Day, disparaging our imperialist soldiers. And this is the left, and this is a real interesting choice that this left is going to have to make. Are they going to go the way of violence and resistance and create fake news, as in the headlines that the press loves to carry right now? Or are they going to try at least to work on behalf of hardworking Americans, and that's who they abandoned in their primaries?
And by the way, those voters abandoned Democrats in big, big numbers.
That's right. And we have to thank a lot of Democrats right now. And I've said this before, and it's one of my Nevada voices. If it weren't for the Democrats in the Rust Belt, we may not have a Donald Trump presidency. There is more sanity in this country than there is insanity and absurdity that is coming from the left.
That is Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. Now you know why she fills in for me. And thank you for filling in on Friday.
I loved it.
Did you have fun?
I did. And even Clinical Carl called it.
No.
Yes.
Did you straighten him out?
Well, I tried. I asked him. I keep telling him if he wants to call in, he has to do a psychoanalysis of Barack Obama and tell me if he finds him to be a manipulator and everything else that he accuses only Republican presidents. See, if you want to have a balanced opinion, one that's not rooted in emotion necessarily, you have to look at the facts.
Facts. They're that tricky little thing that always seem to get in the way of the left. The facts. Stick around. More with Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. We'll talk about the upheaval, if you will, in the Trump administration, the communications director.
Yay.
A guy I'd never heard of until today is quitting after about 3.5 months. And everybody's trying to make that, see what? The guy wants to do something else. That's fine. Maybe he's being fired. You know, are they going to make him into the next James Comey? Sacrificial lamb. He wanted to tell the truth, but Trump wouldn't let him. Yeah, right. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is a Tuesday. I know it feels like a Monday, but it's Tuesday. Trust me. We are that much closer to the weekend as we continue live and local now. I used to hate going to the dentist. Hey, Kevin Wall here. I once went 5 years without seeing a dentist. So when I moved to Vegas, I checked around. One name kept popping up, Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff have converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. And heck, I can even sleep through the most complicated surgery with oral sedation. Make sure you ask about their free implant consultations and specials that can cut the cost of implants in half. You can save thousands of dollars and come away with a bright new smile. So if fear and anxiety are keeping you from a healthy-looking smile, I hope you'll call True Dentistry. I'm proud to say that Dr. Joe Willardson is my dentist. True Dentistry is conveniently located just off the 215 at 9061 West Post. Call 434-4800. Call and schedule in the next 30 minutes, and they'll give you half off on a set of bleach trays. All major insurances accepted. Call 434-4800, 434-4800, or check them out at TrueDentistry.com. At True Dentistry, it's all about your smile.
My name is Dustin Coney. I'm the owner of Mr. Coney's Barbershop, and I'm a proud client of City National Bank. My grandfather was a barber, grew up in his shop, sweeping the floors. Being a barber is more than just somebody that's cutting hair. You are a friend, you're a brother, your neighbor, and that's what inspired me to get into it. I was referred to City National by Gina McAllister. She is somebody that I trust with my entire business.
When Dustin came to me as a new business owner, I knew referring him to City National Bank would be a good idea because I knew they would take care of him.
It was important to be with people that I know care about me and my success and offer products and services that will help my business reach its long-term goals. I see Mr. Coney's being in every city in the United States of America. I see products, I see hair salons, I see everything. And I know as my business grows, my relationship with City National will grow.
City National is the bank built on client referrals. Visit cnb.com/referrals to learn more. City National Bank, the way up. CNB, member FDIC.
Tommy Lahren is the hottest voice in conservative media, and she's coming to Las Vegas on Friday, June 16th for the Real Chamber of Commerce first annual gala at Las Vegas Country Club. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Spend an evening with Tommy as the Real Chamber celebrates 1 year promoting small and medium-sized businesses here in Southern Nevada. Tickets are going fast, so get yours right now with an extra special offer. Order VIP tickets today at KevinWallRadio.com, and you'll get 20% off. That's right, 20% off. Just use the promo code Kevin. VIP tickets include an exclusive cocktail reception, plus a photo with Tommy, in addition to dinner. And the first 8 ticket holders will dine with me at my table. Needless to say, there are a limited number of VIP tickets available. Don't wait. Order your tickets right now at KevinWallRadio.com. Remember to use the promo code Kevin to get this discount. Tommy and I will see you Friday, June 16th at Las Vegas Country Club. That's KevinWallRadio.com. And make sure you use the promo code Kevin.
Hi, this is Megan Barth for El Sombrero Mexican Bistro in downtown Las Vegas. It is without a doubt my favorite Mexican restaurant in the Las Vegas Valley. My friend Irma Aguirre and her incredible staff serve up authentic Mexican food. Last fall, Irma hosted a Donald Trump campaign event at El Sombrero. And as a direct result, her small business was victimized by liberal protesters who were hell-bent on closing her down. They lied about the food and service on social media by posting false negative reviews and were determined not to stop until they put her out of business. Well, I'm proud to say Irma didn't back down. Irma has principles that cannot be compromised. No hate and scare tactics will change that, and I am proud to call Irma a friend. Whether it's their famous small plates or their homemade soups and salsas, you'll be treated to the best Mexican food in the Las Vegas Valley. El Sombrero Mexican Bistro, 807 South Main Street in downtown Las Vegas. Or check out their menu online at elsombrerovegas.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is Live and Local Now. Good to have you with us. Don't forget, Megan Barth's appearances on Live and Local Now are brought to you by El Sombrero Mexican Bistro. Check them out, 807 South Main Street, downtown Las Vegas. Irma Aguirre, our good friend, and her amazing staff serve up authentic Mexican food 7 days a week. That's El Sombrero Mexican Bistro. Great choice to have lunch maybe today. What about it? You going to be downtown? Megan Barth joins us, and you heard on the right in, you heard Robert from Rancho Mirage talking about the vote that was taken last Wednesday, a 3-2 vote. The city council to allow Cathedral City to become a sanctuary city.
It's unbelievable.
You have some experience in this area, right?
Yeah. I basically grew up in Palm Desert. I mean, I spent half my life there with my family every Thanksgiving. I watched Cathedral City being built.
It's that new?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I watched Cathedral City being built, all of the homes, all of the strip malls, up and around. It basically connects, and I believe, Rancho Mirage to La Quinta, basically. It kind of runs in that corridor. But it truly connects more Palm Desert to Rancho, or no, it's past Rancho Mirage. Anyway, it's kind of centrally located among some beautiful just areas of the desert.
The idea of a sanctuary city, and of course, the mayor voted against it.
Thank God.
And by the way, I think it's good when we give some shout outs to people that had the cojones to vote against this measure. It passed by a 3-2 margin. And one of the things I keep asking myself, how long is it going to be till the federal government pulls government grants from cities like Cathedral City?
Well, the argument has to be asked, if the federal government does not have control of our borders, who exactly does? The federal government does have control of our borders, therefore it does have control of our immigration. That is constitutionally sound. So all these cities are truly, and Robert was right, bucking federal law. They could be, as in Texas is considering, and I believe they passed the law, that they will jail a sheriff that does not comply with federal law. And that's exactly what needs to happen. So you're going to tell me that California is just going to become a whole sanctuary state and say, we're just going to let whoever into our country and we're not going to abide by the Constitution, but hey, give us $50 billion.
Ain't going to happen.
No.
The council voted this past Wednesday, and adopted the resolution 3-2. Mayor Stan Henry, we got to get him on the show.
Yeah.
And the council member Mark Carnevale, both voting no. The measure defines a sanctuary city as, quote, a place where all persons are treated equally with respect and dignity, regardless of immigration status. The fact is, the people that are there illegally are breaking federal immigration law.
Correct.
Why should we treat them
why
the same
should the
as people
citizens
that,
get the shaft
yeah,
of
yeah.
what illegal immigrant populations do to certain sanctuary cities, like have high crime, have high sex or human trafficking rates. I mean, this all have high amounts of drugs. You know, you have to enforce the law. This is completely lawless. And so those three people on the Cathedral City Council who voted for this are breaking the law. And he's exactly right. And the law has to be enforced. But in California, that is why they appointed Javier Becerra, who is an Open Borders left-wing Mecha member, to be the attorney general, and Eric Holder to help as a lawyer, who is the only attorney general in United States history to be held in contempt of Congress. This is lawlessness, pure and simple.
And by the way, how much money do you think Eric Holder is going to make? He and his law firm are going to end up making in billable hours on the state of California.
Yeah.
This is a windfall for him and for his law firm.
Well, they already secured $250,000 retainer. And the last time I checked, California wants to pass single payer, which is what the leftists here in this state want to do.
$400 billion.
Twice the budget.
Yeah, yeah. All these people, and by the way, I did want to ask you about that, because that was a big thing until about a week ago when the numbers came out of what it would actually cost. It was like $400 billion.
Well, and they're going to provide all this health care for illegals. It's going to go to everybody.
Yeah.
And so the citizens, once again, get screwed. So how is that equal protection under the law, leftists? Everyone's not getting treated equally. Some are getting shafted.
Yeah, and the ones that are getting shafted are the ones that are going to have to pay for it.
That's right.
Because less than 50% of those people in California going to end up paying for this.
This is just
everybody else going to have their hand out.
Socialist experiment of the redistribution of wealth.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
Oldest one in the books, fails every time.
Let me ask you, because there are a lot of cities, and a lot we saw Texas become the first state to pass a sanctuary state law. which prohibits communities from being sanctuary cities. Mm-hmm. Now the question is this going to be something that's going to be ironed out in the courts, or is this the last word on it?
Or, according to Democrats, ironed out with threats and fists flying down in Texas. See, these are what community agitators do. They respond violently and say that they were provoked. And then they don't think that they can make a threat and have someone that who legally carries a gun to defend themselves if they feel their life is threatened. This, again, comes down to the rule of law.
And then the assemblyman gets up and says, I've called ICE. Because there were a lot of these people say, I am an undocumented immigrant.
Correct. Yeah, they're not in the shadows, are they?
And so he was simply doing his duty as a citizen, and he called authorities to have them removed because they're violating federal immigration law. And apparently, I guess, for people on the left, that's not a good thing.
Right. Upholding the law and following the law is not a good thing, according to those people on the left.
That's nuts. And by the way, for those of you that have not been following the story, yesterday, on the floor of the Texas legislature, they ended up with a near riot,
and all because
one member got up and said, "I've called ICE, and we'll let them take it out, you know, sort it out, yeah. Take care of things." And people got, you mean you actually called authorities?
The Democrats have turned illegal alien dreamers and others into activists.
Yeah.
So they can't turn them into citizens. They're going to turn them into activists.
Wow.
You want to talk about foreigners interfering in an election?
There you go.
Right there.
There you go. Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, joining us. By the way, you want to be a part of the show, you can. 844-263-8232. In fact, let's go to Joe in Carson City. Joe, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. I'm Kevin Wall. That is Megan Barth. Good morning.
Yeah, Kevin, I just wanted to comment on the situation we have going on at the universities here. You know, the way they treated Pence, and then, of course, Ryan, the way they treated him also. They didn't want to take pictures. And these are young kids. I don't know if that latest one was a university or if it was a high school or what it was.
Well, Pence was Notre Dame University. South Bend, Indiana, and Paul Ryan was a middle school. It was a bunch of kids,
right?
You know,
that's right. So, where do we put the blame for that? We put the blame on the parents, number one. We put the blame on the teachers because that's what they're indoctrinating them to. It's amazing when we had the Kenyan Muslim in there for president. Nobody said a damn thing. He did what he wanted. Spoke where he wanted. Everybody treated him like he was a crown prince. Now that we have a real man in there in office that's trying to do something to take care of this country, both economically, militarily, security, and everything, this is the way they're treated. So it's a sad epitaph is what it is.
Hey, I'm glad you called. Thank you, man.
March for Peace.
Maybe we need to do that.
I love that idea.
We're going to talk about that coming up in a minute. You want to join us, want to be a part of the show, 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. That is Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, as we continue live and local now.
Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada, it's Live and Local Now. I've been saying for so long, and maybe you can help me with this, because you're an activist. Again, Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. Would you quit playing with the micro? You keep playing and tweaking.
Well, I have to adjust it, it keeps falling down.
Are you too tall?
I'm never too tall, man.
No, I was going to say. But you keep...
It keeps falling down by my chin. There, see?
There you go.
Yeah.
I've talked about this for the longest time. You go and you see, like what happened over the weekend down the Strip, a protest that turned violent. Then they had another protest last night that was peaceful.
What were they protesting on Memorial Day that got violent?
I don't know.
Right. Does anybody know anymore?
They're just unhappy. Anyway, But it occurred to me, people on the right never get in the face of left-wing politicians. Like, for instance, when Reuben Kiewan, member of Congress, comes back home to do a town hall, nobody ever screams at him, yells at him, demands this, demands that from the right. And we just don't do that. Why is it we don't do that on the right? Other than maybe we have jobs and we have kids and we have to take them to soccer practice and things like that, where our time is kind of accounted for.
Well, I remember, you know, when you said I'm an activist, absolutely, and what got me off my couch was the healthcare bill that I saw being completely rammed down everyone's throat. As they just willy-nilly took over, you know, 1/6 of the U.S. economy and spent $2 billion on a website. Do you know how much $2 billion could have given to each person they claimed was uninsured?
Yeah.
I mean, that this is, it's an absolute fail disaster, and yet they want to keep it? Well, you want to keep the disaster that is Obamacare, whereby many states only have one insurer, if any at all. The exchanges are dropping out by 2018. 2017 is supposed to be Armageddon. By 2018, I mean, we are lucky to have a Band-Aid right now just to fix the hemorrhaging.
And by the way,
we don't even have the Band-Aid because it hasn't gone to the Senate.
And by the way, remember why we did Obamacare in the beginning? And it was to bend the cost curve of healthcare down. It hasn't done that. In fact, it's going up. And in fact, from 2013 on, healthcare premiums doubled. Not went up by 50%. They doubled.
Right.
And the fact is, it hasn't worked.
And some in Arizona have 106% rate increase. I mean, this is an absolute, and we're still operating under this disaster.
Yeah.
So what exactly are the solutions that the Democrats have to fix the problem, which is Obamacare? They just seem to be the party of resistance. And then they want to tell us that 23 million people, or some CBO report, that 23 million people are going to lose their health care. Actually, that's a complete misnomer. But again, don't let the facts get in the way. Many of those people aren't going to opt in to be forced to pay the fine. Many young people.
The Invincibles.
The Invincibles. And the illegals. How about we stop paying for illegals? What a concept.
Can you imagine how much money we're going to save if we ever get really serious about this and we say, no, I'm sorry, even in California, even in the People's Republic of California, we're not going to let you do this.
That's why California's budget has skyrocketed. Do you know the largest, second biggest budget line item on California's budget is the incarceration of illegals? Do you know how much? So how about if that money actually went back to the citizens for the citizens? That's what we pay into the government for, is a return on our investment, not to take care of everyone else's children that don't have time enough to get citizenship, but they sure as hell have a lot of time to create violence on our streets by being left-wing activists or getting in other people's faces.
844-263-8232. Oh, look who's here. Look who's here. Clinical Carl is with us. You're on with Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com. I'm Kevin Wall. Good morning, Carl. What's up?
Yeah, hi, Kevin. Do me a favor. Tell Megan I am not insane, but that's beside the point. Anyway.
First step is admittance, Carl.
What I want to talk about is the last time I talked to her, she first introduced me. Oh, speaking of insanity, here's, well, that's beside the point.
Oh, she didn't do that, did she?
Yes, she did, too. Yes, she did.
Oh, my God. We got the tapes to prove it.
I got to tell you, you can listen to them. Anyway, you talk about health care. And the did you see the part where Mr. Trump was interviewing the Prime Minister of Australia and saying, oh, you're a nice guy, and our health care problem, where it's collapsing, it's terrible, it's going down. Well, we're going to try to fix it. But we don't have as good a health care as you do. Those are exact words. You can check the tapes. You know what kind of health care they have in Australia?
What? Single-payer?
Socialized medicine. Socialized medicine. Socialized medicine.
Yeah, how many refugees is Australia accepting? Zero. How much money do you have to become a citizen in Australia? At least $1 million in the bank, if not more. That's why it works, because the people that pay into the system get from the system. We have people here on the system that shouldn't be part of the system.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll take your word for it. I haven't checked the facts, but if you say so, you must be correct. Well, the last part of what I want to say is I've psychologically kind of noticed that the president seems to have a great affinity towards dictators and bullies. I'll tell you why. He goes to Saudi Arabia, where they're a very gentle people, and they give rights to everybody, obviously, and he treats them like royalty. He goes to the Western European countries who have democracies, who are our allies, and he treats them like second-class citizens, talks down to them, shows them out of the way, does all kinds of things, treats them terribly. But he seems to love the dictatorships. I can't quite figure that out.
Well, now, wait a minute. Wait. At least he didn't bow to them, did he?
Well, he did when they put that chain around his neck, yes.
Hey, I'll tell you, if Megan got you for just 10 minutes doing the sword dance, she would have you so turned around. Carl, thanks, man.
Carl said the same thing on Friday, but Carl forgets that it was Obama who set up a back channel of communications to Iran.
And he bowed to him.
He set up a back channel of communications with Iran, the same country that is now in development of a nuclear weapon that promises to blow Israel off the map.
It's just,
you know, you just like don't let facts get in the way, Carl.
Do you worry about any of the White House upheaval stuff?
No.
Jared Kushner may be in trouble.
Everyone's always going to be in trouble with the Democrats, because even the Democrats are telling us there is absolutely no evidence of collusion regarding the Russia story. James Clapper, James Brennan admitted basically that he sucked the FBI onto the Trump campaign as political retribution. The list goes on and on. And, you know, the headlines, though, aren't going to carry that, because the headlines are the prostitutes of the press. And they rely on people that are feeding them, that will happily regurgitate their talking points. And so, and I won't point any fingers, Carl.
But I love that. I absolutely love that. I want you to hear from John Kelly. It's cut 7. Because... you know, he was asked about on Meet the Press about Jared Kushner, son-in-law of the president. This is John Kelly. He is the secretary of the DHS, the Department of Homeland Security.
I know Jared. He's a great guy, decent guy. His number one interest really is the nation. So there's a lot of different ways to communicate, back channel. Publicly with other countries, I don't see any big issue here relative to Jared.
Even with an adversary, somebody that was at the time, our own intelligence community had collectively said this was a country that had infiltrated our election. Did this show good judgment?
Well, it's before the government was in place, during the transition period, I think, from what I understand, and. I think any time you can open lines of communication with anyone, whether they're good friends or not so good friends, is a smart thing to do.
The Department of Homeland Security doesn't seem to have a problem.
Well, neither do the Democrats.
That's not what you hear from the Democrats.
Well, right. Well, all of this hacking or supposed hacking occurred when Obama was in power. So why didn't they do anything about it? The FBI actually asked for the DNC server after they claimed that they were hacked by the Russians, and they refused to provide it. And instead, according to James Comey, they relied on a third-party independent to tell them that everything was okay. Oh, okay, thanks. So what were you investigating? Yeah, Comey was too investigating, the witch hunt and unmasking people illegally, which they admitted to the FISA court, whereby they even breached attorney-client privilege.
Wow.
To what extent are we going to allow this lawlessness? And that is why Trump is having a shakeup, because the leaks are the felonies. Okay, the whatever supposed conversation of a back channel of Jared Kushner, blah blah blah. We got felonies happening nearly on a daily basis to sabotage this president, and the Democrats aren't calling for an investigation of the felonies. Why not?
Let me ask you. If I had a couple of minutes, the overseas trip. Everybody and their brother, even some Democrats, are saying how good this overseas trip was. Now, naturally, when people go on Sunday shows or they go on CNN or someplace, they end up changing their tune. Let's go to cut 8 real fast, because this is Gregory Meeks. He's a congressman from New York, a member of the Foreign Affairs Committee, and it was on with Jim Sciutto yesterday on CNN, and he gave Trump poor grades for that overseas trip.
Let me ask you, because you mentioned alliances, of course, the president visited the NATO alliance, and tremendous disappointment expressed by U.S. allies, the German Chancellor, Angela Merkel, the new French president. Merkel said that Europe can no longer rely on the U.S. under President Trump. Are they right?
Yeah, based upon the statements that the president has made, let's look at what happened. He refused to commit to Article 5, which is saying that if one attacked, we will all be together against that one of those nations that are attacked. He has also has refused to acknowledge and look at the EU as a whole. He's not getting involved in the climate change. We'll see what happens, but he did not commit to staying with the climate change treaty. So it seems as though all of the things, all of those multilateral agreements, he's talked bad about the WTO, all of the multilateral agreements that we've entered into, which our allies in Europe and NATO have been so tied in, those are the things that he wants to get out of. And so therefore, if I was in Europe, I would be very concerned also.
So Gregory Meeks, not enamored with the performance of the trip. President got home this past weekend. What did you think?
His trip was a success. I'm glad that Angela Merkel can no longer rely to mooch off of the U.S. And that's exactly what she's been doing. We should call her Angela Moochel. I think I just coined a new phrase.
I think you just did.
Yeah, because all she's done is mooch off of us and then allow a refugee crisis, accept 1 million refugees. And you know how much those refugees are now costing the German taxpayers? Trillions of dollars.
They're going to run Angela Merkel right out of the country. I mean, they really, the voters in Germany, a lot of people are PO'd about this thing.
And you know what? And here's the thing. Gregory Meeks. Probably a lot of people don't know who Gregory Meeks is. I happen to know who Gregory Meeks is. Why? Because he was also, along with Debbie Wasserman Schultz, hiring Pakistani IT agents, the Awans, to look at their top-level security information running through various boards that Meeks sits on, like the Department of Homeland Security or something related to our defense. And now the Awans have fled the country. And one is under Pakistani protection. So I want to have some questions related to that scandal in Congress and those investigations into the Awans.
Wow.
And we have Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who actually threatened a Capitol policeman and said that she demanded her laptop back. And he's like, ma'am, it's part of this large, investigation that has to do with perhaps Pakistani moles in our government handling, security information. And she threatened him that there will be consequences. What there needs to be consequences is on Debbie Wasserman Schultz. And there needs to be consequences and hearings related to having Gregory Meeks come through and say, why would you hire a Pakistani family and pay them $4 million to touch our national security information?
Final 90 seconds. Everywhere I go, people ask me, well, what's going on with Meghan's investigation?
Oh, yeah.
Relative to, and I know the vice president is heading up a commission, mm-hmm. along with the Secretary of State of Kansas, Chris Kobach. Mm-hmm. Where does it stand? Are there going to be hearings? What's going on?
As far as the commission is concerned, I'm not privy to what's going on as far as the schedule in the commission. I am privy to the federal investigation here. And the schedule to that is, approximately 60 days, to get through all of the evidence presented.
And we are where? We are at day 20, 30?
Maybe. I haven't been. Yeah. We're not even in a month yet.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It's going to take some time. The wheels of justice, as we all know, turn slow. And you never know where the investigation is going to lead. It can open up, right? And so I don't think we should rush to judgment because we need to get this right. And based on the evidence presented, I believe there is going to be found something within that district.
Well, we know that our Secretary of State has already found something.
Yeah, exactly.
And now the question is, now that the FBI is involved, the Vice President of the United mm-hmm. States is involved, what will be coming next. Always good. Great to have you in. Thanks for what you did over the weekend.
Absolutely.
Laying flags. I think that's so cool.
We got to protect those who protected us.
I'm with you. That is Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. And if folks want to reach you, they want to reach out to you, where do they go?
ReaganBabe.com and ReaganBabe on Facebook and Twitter.
I just love it. That's Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. Stick around. More to do as we continue live and local now.
This is Michelle Fiore, your Republican candidate for Las Vegas City Council Ward 6. If you do not want to see your taxes raised, your gun rights restricted, and Las Vegas turned into a sanctuary city, then I need your vote. I am the proven conservative in the race who has been twice named the taxpayer's best friend and endorsed by the National Rifle Association, law enforcement, and veterans groups. A vote for Michelle Fiore will guarantee another conservative voice on the Las Vegas City Council. Paid for and authorized by Fiore for Nevada.
Has your health care become a burden? Are you worried about being stuck for another year? Well, you have options, and Liberty Health Share could be the solution to your problem. Hey, Kevin Wall here. This is your chance to make the change to something new. Gain freedom from insurance with something more innovative. Take this opportunity and join Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is taking the nation by storm and bringing freedom back to the healthcare world. You can finally be in control and have freedom when it comes to your health care. Liberty HealthShare offers an entirely open network, which means you choose your doctors and you choose your hospitals. Liberty HealthShare offers freedom from insurance, meaning no related tax penalties. To find out how you can easily make the change, call Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit them online at libertyhealthshare.org and find out how simple it is to join this movement. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Why do I support Bob Beers for City Council? Because I trust Bob Beers, and trust is everything.
Bob has worked hard for Ward 2 and always makes informed and educated decisions in the best interests of the taxpayers.
He really represents the people. He represents me.
Bob has been our conservative watchdog at City Hall, looking out for our tax dollars and bringing fiscal sanity to the City Council.
He's not afraid to say the truth, even if it's unpopular. He doesn't back down from a controversial issue, including being against Las Vegas becoming a sanctuary city.
Or fighting against new taxes and holding the line on wasteful spending.
Bob stopped park money from being used to fund a private project by wealthy developers, and the money saved was used to build over a dozen new parks.
He's been consistent on every issue. We always know where Bob stands. He's a man of conviction, and I trust his decisions.
With our support, Bob Beers will continue to provide conservative leadership we can trust and results we can count on.
Paid for by Cheers for Beers.
I used to hate going to the dentist. Hey, Kevin Wall here. I once went 5 years without seeing a dentist. So when I moved to Vegas, I checked around. One name kept popping up: Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff have converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. And heck, I can even sleep through the most complicated surgery with oral sedation. Make sure you ask about their free implant consultations and specials that can cut the cost of implants in half. You can save thousands of dollars and come away with a bright new smile. So if fear and anxiety are keeping you from a healthy-looking smile, I hope you'll call True Dentistry. I'm proud to say that Dr. Joe Willardson is my dentist. True Dentistry is conveniently located just off the 215 at 9061 West Post. Call 434-4800. Call and schedule in the next 30 minutes, and they'll give you half off on a set of bleach trays. All major insurances accepted. Call 434-4800, 434-4800, or check them out at truedentistry.com. At True Dentistry, it's all about your smile.
Hi, this is Jeff Ecker for Payman's Mediterranean Cafe. Hungry for the best Mediterranean food in Las Vegas? Come to Payman's, featuring the tastiest Italian, Greek, Middle Eastern, vegan, and vegetarian cuisine. Enjoy our customer appreciation night, Wednesdays from 5 to 9. We offer 25% off your entire bill. Eating healthy has never tasted better. Visit us at 8380 West Sahara or 4147 South Maryland Parkway, or check us out at paymans.com. Payman's Mediterranean Cafe, the leader in Mediterranean cuisine since 1988.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
I absolutely love it. I tell you what, this was not your normal Monday show because obviously it was on Tuesday. But this was so much fun. getting back to work. And I must tell you, I'm going to take a week, probably sometime later this summer. But I got to tell you, this was fun. This was so much fun. I absolutely loved it. By the way, this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you by our friends at El Sombrero Mexican Bistro. Check them out, 807 South Main Street, downtown Las Vegas. Irma Aguirre and her amazing staff serving up authentic Mexican food 7 days a week. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
It's time for Nevada Voices.
Hello, Brent Jones again with the Real Chamber of Commerce. We continue to grow and are aggressively promoting a pro-business environment here in Nevada. With the state legislature trying their hardest to make Nevada more like California, a state that persecutes business, we need you to help us and get involved now. On that note, our next big event is a homecoming of sorts for Tommy Loren. If you don't know who Tommy is, that is T-O-M-I-L-A-H-R-E-N, please Google her. She is the up-and-coming fiscal conservative firebrand who just happens to be an alumni of UNLV. She'll be our featured guest at our first inaugural gala dinner event, June 16th at the Las Vegas Country Club. That's June 16th at the Las Vegas Country Club. To meet Tommy and get involved, please go to www.realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com. Or for more information, also call 702-521-0632. Look forward to seeing you there. Thanks.
And don't forget, if there are folks in the Coachella Valley or in northern Nevada that are going to be in Las Vegas on June 16th, Friday, June 16th, you can save 20% on VIP tickets to this Real Chamber of Commerce Gala featuring Tommy Loren. And you can order your tickets online right now. Check it out at KevinWallRadio.com. That's KevinWallRadio.com. And use the promo code Kevin. You've got to use the promo code Kevin to get that 20% discount. So make sure you check that out. Tomorrow we're going to do our regular Wednesday thing. That means Chuck Booth, the president of Citizen Outreach. We are counting down the final days of the 120-day 79th Nevada legislature. Democrats are still balking on education savings account. It is a war of political will. Who will blink? Will it be Aaron Ford or Brian Sandoval? Yeah, we'll find out soon enough. Hope you have a great, great rest of your day. I want to thank our entire crew, Jameson Wilk, Tracy Brigida, Andrew Paul. But most importantly, I want to thank you for listening. Till we join you tomorrow, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, live and local now.
Hello, my name is Matthew Kaplan, president of the Nevada Highway Patrol Association, and I need your help. For years, the Nevada Highway Patrol has suffered from severe neglect and a lack of funding, causing a mass exodus of qualified troopers. The Nevada Highway Patrol has become the hiring pool for other police agencies. It costs at least $60,000 to train a trooper. The state is spending millions of dollars to hire and train new troopers, only to have them leave a short time later to another agency for significantly better pay and benefits. The result? The state is subsidizing local law enforcement agencies while jeopardizing the ability of NHP to meet its mission. Your tax dollars are being wasted. Time is running out. Here's how you can help. Please contact the legislature and ask them to pass SB 403 as a first step toward establishing pay parity for your state law enforcement.
Paid for by the Nevada Highway Patrol Association.